Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Arnold Hicks, please.
Yes, me.
Yes, Mr. Arnold, you're the president of Noosa Combined Probus Club. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, great. Arnold, we have an idea for you that will guarantee you up to 40 to 60% of your members' trip away. My name is Ethan, here with Australian Scapes. We are setting up Probus Travel Club to give their members access to much more affordable trip options. This is actually recognized by the head office. You can verify this information with Monica from marketing. And my purpose in calling today is to get you to answer a few questions so you can understand how to save you money off your future trips. We'll then send you some information to show others at the branch. This will take about 7 to 10 minutes unless you have questions. Will that be okay to proceed?
All right, yes.
Perfect. Thank you, Arnold. We're all about affordability and simplicity. The idea, as I said, to save you up to 40 to 60% of your way trips and day tours. Your members actually pay so much. We've recently done a few comparison with Trade Travel. Just want to mention one of the trips is listed for 6 days to Fraser Coast and Harvey Bay, charging around $4,800, where we could do the similar trip for $800 or less. Similar experience, all top quality. Ours is much more independent and affordable style of travel. This will be a short service style question. It'll be quick as possible. And if you don't mind, can I record this call for training purpose as well?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Well, when you're considering getting away as a group, are your members more interested in doing affordable, short range trips, 3 to 5 nights with drives, or longer trips with them, more than 10 days, or just day trips?
Well, mainly day trips, but occasionally we'll do 2 or 3 nights away.
Okay, so it'll
down
be...
the Gold Coast or something, but mainly day things that we look at.
Well, Mr. Arnold, looking at this year, do you have any trips planned at all? Are there any upcoming trips?
No, I've only got a couple of day things coming up, that's all.
Okay, and are those trips already booked, I'm assuming?
A big fan?
The trips you mentioned, are some of the trips for this year, are they already booked?
Oh, yes, yeah, we can go to Redcliffe on Tuesday week with 40 people, and then we go to a lychee farm up near Maribara in April, that's booked.
Oh.
But that's as far as we've gone so far this year.
Okay. And approximately how many members do you have in your club that usually likes getting away as a travel? You mentioned around 45 members?
Well, it's usually 25, 30 that we get going away. Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Trips, even though we've got a membership of about 80 at the moment.
Okay, that's still a quite significant number, 30. And of the trips, I'm sorry about this, the trips you mentioned you guys already have booked for this year, what was the location and the destinations?
Well, up near Maribara was a lychee farm in April. But Tuesday week, we just go down to Redcliffe, and the Bee Gees walkway things are very popular, so we have lunch down there and come back. Or go to the museum as well, Redcliffe Museum.
Okay. To get an idea how far in advance you normally book your trips, approximately in what month was those trips planned? Can you recall?
I beg your pardon?
Approximately in what month was those trips booked?
How far in advance?
Far in advance. Was it, do you have any date and time, can you recall any month, when was this booked? Sometime end of...
It just depends, it varies, you know.
Right.
That lychee farm in April, that was booked about 3-4 weeks ago. It just depends.
Alright, so end of January. Some of the ideas that we have for you that might interest you in the future include short-range self-guided trips via bus or train transportation with great value accommodation for 3 to 7 nights, day tours and at least one or two group dinners. This type of trips can be done for anywhere between 40% to 60% less than trade travel tours, saving you a lot of money, and this is more of an independent style of trip. In your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be more open to doing smaller trips like this in the future if they were very much affordable?
Oh, yes, yeah, I'd say so, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we want to suggest the new and interesting places, if possible, places you haven't been to recently. Can you name, where have your members been to in the last few years? Can you mention one or two places that you have, your members have visited?
About 3 years ago, we had quite a few go up by train up to Longreach.
Oh, all right.
That area for 3 or 4 nights. Last year we went down to Outback Spectacular, you know, on the Gold Coast. We do that one every now and then.
Oh, all right.
And we have 2 nights down there.
Okay.
We had 1 night.
Oh, okay. Well, Mr. Arnold, what places have members already indicated interest in visiting in the future? Any places comes in mind?
No, nothing's been suggested at this stage from anyone.
How about you in person? Personally, what places are you looking to visit?
Oh, well, I'm thinking of going up perhaps 3 days up 1770 Way. That's with Sunlover. I see something there that came through. Or to Bundaberg, 3 or 4 days. That's that sort of thing.
Oh, all right.
At this stage.
Well, our research with Probus in regarding to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what the members really want. How do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing? How do you go about that?
I just get a show of hands.
I'm discussing at a meeting?
At a meeting, yeah. I get a show of hands. Say, oh, yeah, well, that's good. There's 31 to go there. Well, they don't all usually go then, but at least you get an indication that's what I've found works in all right.
All right.
After I explain what it is, of course,
definitely.
We're looking at. And I try and have a price, because we get a pretty good deal from a bus company up here.
Oh, okay. We actually could offer 40 to 60% of trade travels or any other travel companies that are offering the packages. Well, working out the travel styles that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different. Some like fully structured tours and others like more flexibility and independence. Have you ever done a professional email survey of members to find out more about what type of trips they're interested in doing, travel style, budget, and so on?
Oh, we did that a few years ago and didn't get much of a response.
Well, I just want to point this out, Mr. Arnold. Email surveys are very extremely valuable tool because they remove the guesswork out of the planning process, and that benches to you is, of course, it's an easy way to get accurate input to help you plan the trips. And the real value, of course, it makes the whole process a lot easier, a lot less time consuming. They're generally done anonymously. The survey is approved by you in advance, and you send it, and we just collate that response and generate a report for you. We don't actually see any names or other information. So, in your opinion, do you feel that an email survey might be an advantage to you or to your club members?
No, it didn't work before. They just leave it up to me.
All right.
If it sounds all right, they'll work out a price and so forth, and go from there. And
That totally makes sense. Well, Mr. Arnold, from what you already know about what your members want in regarding travel, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important do you feel about affordability, scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest?
Well, that's the bottom line. If the price sounds all right, they'll...
That is the most important.
Fact, one of our members is organising a Murray River cruise later on this year. There's only about 8 interested, I believe, but she did this a couple of years ago, and there's only about 8, as I said, interested in going. That was $3,500 for 8 days or something down that way.
So I believe the affordability is definitely more important to you and to your club members, and value for money, how important is that? I believe that is very important as well. on a scale of 1 to 10? Right.
Yeah, there's a national seniors up here, very active.
Okay.
And a lot of our members belong to that, and of course a lot of them go to national seniors because they get some good deals up. So, you know, we've got that as well. And I know it's the price comes down the price. Sometimes
no, definitely.
The same place, and if their price is cheaper, they go with them.
Definitely. This is the reason we're actually contacting you, you and your club members, offering that 40 to 60% off the discount retail price. Well, for flexibility travel options to suit your different budget, on a scale of 1 to 10, I believe that will be high as well, flexibility travel.
Big fan.
Flexible travel options to suit different budget. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is that to you or to your club members?
Oh, it varies. It's hard to tell. Well, see, I look at all sorts of things that come through, even for my own personal sake, as far as going places. And, you know, there's nothing specific I can say that... you keep mentioning trade travel. Well, they're pretty expensive on a lot of their things.
They are very expensive. Yes, this is where we're hearing from other club members as well. Well, based on what you mentioned that about the flexible travel options, what other factors, if any, are important to you or your members? Anything comes in mind?
No, nothing specific. If it just sounds okay and the price is right, well, that'll. Come along with it. In fact, we're looking at going up to a winery at Mergan again. We did that a couple of years ago and had it roll up, and someone mentioned to me at a meeting before last up there again. I said, yes, I'll organise that. That's just a day thing. We have lunch there and it's wine tasting. That was a popular place.
All right.
Up there two or three times.
Okay. Well, Mr. Arnold, some clubs have one or more committee members who look after the tours and travel. Do you feel or do you have anyone in charge of travel arrangements?
No, unfortunately, I've been doing it for years. No one wants, my wife wants to divorce me. Yeah, unfortunately, no one wants to do it. So we had our own tour business up until 15 years ago. And, so, you know, I'm used to organising things, of course, having my own tour business. We had three or four, only coaster buses we had, but...
Okay. Mr. Arnold, organising travel plans, as you mentioned, you do it yourself. Getting competitive pricing and communicating with members is quite a task. Well, in your opinion, what do you feel your travel organisers need to help you with the most, you and your club members? Save time communicating with members, comparing different trips option, or with everything in general?
If we decide to go, if I decide to have a look at someone mentions something, I'll look at it and get a show of hands and go from there. You know, it's hard to pinpoint any specific place that they'd be really wanting to go. Well, take Redcliffe. You know, that was my idea, and we got 40 going.
Oh, there you go. That's great.
Well, we get a lot. Most of our people have moved up from the south.
Okay.
Some of them know Redcliffe. There, I know several that do. But I know that sounds like a good day, and was a good price. So we got that many going.
Well, it seems like you're very experienced in arranging travel plans for your club members. Well, this will be the last question, Mr. Arnold. We'd definitely like the opportunity to prove our value to you, because we know we can save your members anywhere between 40 to 60% of their domestic and international travel plans and trips, making it a lot more affordable. I know that Provost has been dealing with trade travel for years. Would you be open to shopping around and maybe talking to companies such as us who could help save you money for all your upcoming trips?
Oh, I could do, yes. If you'd need to, from my point of view, you'd need to send some examples through and what you'd like to go to, and I'd have a look at the price, and yeah, that looks all right, and get an indication from our members, and they, because of my experience, they'll go along with my recommendation.
Yeah,
say, look, I've looked into this is a great price, or this and that, and And particularly if I've been to the places, it makes it even better. So, yes, I've been there and the lunch is good or whatever, you know. And so if you did something like that, send through some ideas where I could go from there.
I would definitely would love to. Mr. Arnold, if you don't mind, I definitely would love to send you information. If you don't mind sharing your email, so I could send you something over the email, would that be okay?
Yeah. My email's it's Arnold Jill, ARNOLD.
JILL@bigpond.com. Well, Mr. Arnold, that actually completes the survey. Thank you so much for your time. This is actually quite a significant step for Provis Club because it means you're getting a free access to wholesale travel pricing and a wide range of options. We are also offering Provis Club members and their club a special two-year free trial, so you can access the discount and try us out because it does to shop around, I'm sure, with your
experience. Oh, okay.
As well. So what I'll do is we'll be sending you an email shortly regarding the travel options, sending some kind of plans. And if you don't mind, we'll do a follow-up call maybe sometime next week to see how do you feel or if you have any questions for us.
Yeah, sure. I hope it all works out for you. Obviously going into a lot of trouble to sort all this out, so I hope it does come to something for you.
Well, definitely, we're looking to help you and your members save that a great saving, 40% to 60%. So we'll definitely will send a proposal to you. Hopefully, we'll take it from there.
All right. That sounds great.
Thank you, Mr.
All right.
You've been great, helpful with the survey. Have a great day, and we'll most likely be speaking soon again.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay. All right. Good. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Goodbye.